Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, every year we have a special week of staff training here at the ranch. We do training with our staff throughout the year, but one week is set aside annually just for a time of intensive training. And of course, at the heart of that, at the beginning of the day following breakfast, we get together to worship God and to study His Word. And this week we're going to share with you the four messages that I shared with our staff in our training for 2018. I hope that you will find this rapid walk through the book of Ephesians with some special emphasis on things that pertain to our staff and their ministry to the children here at the ranch to be an encouragement to you as well. Please remember to pray for Ware's Valley Ranch as we seek to take care of the children that God sends to us. And if you'd like more information, obviously, go to the website, wvr.org. Now, let's look into God's Word.
Please open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. This is God's Word. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, to the faithful saints in Christ Jesus at Ephesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the Beloved One. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he richly poured out on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he purposed in Christ as a plan for the right time to bring everything together in Christ, both things in heaven and things on earth in him. In him we have also received an inheritance because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will, so that we who had already put our hope in Christ might bring praise to his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you also believed, were sealed in him with the promised Holy Spirit. He is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. This is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the mighty working of his strength. He exercised this power in Christ by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority, power and dominion, and every title given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he subjected everything under his feet and appointed him as head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Obviously, we could spend a year just going through chapter 1. There is so much here, but I want you to see, after Paul describes what God has done for us, he describes his prayer for the believers. And in this prayer, he's praying, he not only gives thanks for them, but he says, verse 17, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This has to come from God. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Do you know that God has great things in store for you beyond anything that you could imagine on your own? It has to come not by imagination, but by revelation. It's not sit around and try and imagine how great heaven is. It's dwell on the riches of his word and see through his promises what he says about the glories of heaven. What he says about his power, which works in those who believe here and now. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. And so, folks, whatever we are struggling with, we're not on our own. We don't have to just muster up the courage. We need to cast our cares on him, knowing that he cares for us. We need to rest in his love for us. He doesn't say, if you get off the couch, I'll love you. He says, I love you. Get off the couch. He calls us to live a life that is not about earning his favor. It is responding to his favor and displaying his love toward others. And just as God has loved us with unmerited love, we are to be the channels of his love toward others who, guess what, don't deserve it either. It's not that, well, that person doesn't deserve it. That's beside the point. We don't deserve it. But God doesn't love us because we deserve it. He loves us because he loves us. He has chosen to display his character. And God is love. Now, I didn't say God is mush. I didn't say God doesn't care about sin. If you want to know how seriously God takes sin, look at the cross. But please understand something. He went to the cross because he loves sinners. He went to the cross because it was the only way to rescue you and me. And he didn't do it grudgingly. He did it because he could look beyond the cross. And he saw the glory of God manifested in our salvation. That's the way that we have to approach life. Looking beyond the suffering and recognizing that God's intent is not just our suffering. God's intent is his glory manifested in a more wonderful way than we can imagine, but we see glimpses of it revealed in the scriptures.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the mighty working of his strength. So what does that look like? Well, he exercised this power in Christ by raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority, power and dominion, and every title given, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. In all likelihood, the majority of the people who first received this letter were slaves, literally slaves, in many of the cities of the Roman Empire. The majority of the population were not property owners. The majority of the population in many cities were slaves. And imagine feeling like you are at the bottom of the heap, and there are all these folks with rank over you, and suddenly you're told that the God of the universe, the God who created all things, not only has taken a personal interest in you, but has adopted you into his family through Jesus Christ. Wow. Not only that, but he himself, God, the Creator, has paid the price for your freedom, and nothing can stand in the way of that. There is not some ruler or authority who's going to be able to come along and say no. I say no. And make it stick. Not only that, but he has taken up residence within you. God isn't just with us. He is within us. God is within us. How amazing is that? Just try and let that sink in. He lives in us. He didn't send a proxy. He didn't just give us a list of instructions. He has given us his word, but it's in order that we might believe and increasingly know him. He lives in us. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. How bad is it out there?
Oh, it's really bad. It's really bad. Things are just getting crazy. People are just wicked. I mean, it's just awful.
Yep. I mean, so far in our country, folks aren't being crucified at the end of the street. There are places in the world where that's happening. And it was happening here in this world. And God speaks to these people as he speaks to us today and says, you need to see what's really going on. Don't be distracted by all that. That is all temporary. And all those folks who think that they're somebody are nothing compared to the greatness of our God. And he has come to live in you. and to live his life through you.
Okay, well then grab a sword and let's go out there and overthrow the earthly governments.
No. The Roman government collapsed. The church continued to grow. Right now, our brothers and sisters in China are facing, that's just one of many places, but in China, where the church is growing so rapidly, they're facing a crackdown by the government authorities. Many parts of China, Christians have been rounded up and imprisoned, mistreated, property confiscated, buildings destroyed. I mean, it's bad. But you know what? Historically, every time the Chinese government has done that, the church has just grown more rapidly. Because the job of believers is to display the character of God. And that means loving your enemies. And that is such a supernatural thing that it goes beyond head scratching. People end up getting converted. They end up becoming believers because they're seeing something that just totally astounds them. And it's happening in Iran. And it's happening in Eritrea. And it's happening in all kinds of places around the world where people are suffering for their faith and responding not with hatred, but with love. Now, you and I are not in a place where there's a lot of persecution. I think the last time we saw real persecution here at Ware's Valley Ranch for someone's faith was never. Okay? I mean, that's not the problem we face. But folks, let me tell you, when you realize that is the problem that many of our brothers and sisters are facing, it kind of puts our problems in perspective, doesn't it? I mean, stuff that just really bugs us, and how am I supposed to deal with this? I'm just telling you, folks, we are blessed, and we need to be rejoicing and praying for our brothers and sisters whose circumstances are so much more difficult than we can imagine. You and I have been called by God to serve him in one of the most beautiful places on earth. Over 10 million visitors every year travel here in order to see our backyard. You understand that? God could have called us to serve him anywhere he wanted, and he put us here. I, for one, would like to say thank you, Lord. I mean, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I enjoyed a break, getting away, having some downtime. But I got to tell you, I was really excited to come home. I was really happy that this is where I'm coming back to. I'm so glad that God has put us here. But God's plan for you is much more. God's plan for you is that you would be so yielded to his Holy Spirit that his character would be manifested in and through you. That the fruit of the Holy Spirit would be a description of your personality as you serve God in this place. Your life would be characterized by love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Self-control is the more modern translation. I think that's probably accurate. God wants to manifest that in and through you. And so there should be joy. If you've lost your joy, go to the cross. Realize that's what I deserve. And this is what God has done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I was 12 years old, my parents took me to a place called Grandfather Mountain in Western Carolina. Society was less litigious then than it is now. And so there weren't as many guardrails and things, you know, safety gates, warnings, etc. And Grandfather Mountain, there's a series of huge rock ledges on the far side of I think they call it the Mile High Swinging Bridge. And it's a long swinging bridge. And my dad, who had some issues with vertigo, decided that he would stay on the other side of the swinging bridge, and my mother stayed with him. Okay? I went across the swinging bridge because I thought it was cool. I got to the thing on the other side. There was this large thing, various people standing around on this large rock face. And I walked out across it and looked down, and down below there was another huge, long rock face. And I'll just tell you in my child's memory that that rock face was about the size, almost, not quite as big, but maybe two-thirds as big as this chapel. Okay? I mean, we're talking a big section of rock. And so I went back and I told my parents, there's more rock down below. I'm going to go explore that. And so they said, okay, and I went back across the bridge and I ran out across the first rock face and jumped down onto the second one and ran out across it and jumped down onto the third one and ran out across it and was about to jump to the next one and there wasn't one. It was just air and treetops. You understand what I'm describing? I'm telling you, my heart was in my throat. I went like this, and I sat down on the rock, and I scooted backwards. And then I got up and very shakily walked back and climbed up onto the next rock and went back up. Now, I haven't been back to Grandfather Mountain since. But I'm guessing if you were to go there today, there would be all kinds of signs and warnings and fences and so forth, because that was just an accident waiting to happen. And the problem is, if I had gone off of there, no one would have seen except God. Because up above, those folks can't see that part. That's what made it so cool and so exciting. I thought, I'm going to kind of just go down the mountain like this. Well, no, I would have gone down the mountain like this. I am now 64 years old. I was 12 then. I remember it as if it was yesterday, because when I contemplated what almost happened to me, my heart was filled with gratitude. You understand? Jesus died on the cross. But for that, you and I would not just be lost right now, but we would be lost for eternity. We wouldn't just be facing disappointment, purposelessness. We would be in torment forever. God, in his mercy, chose to save us. Thanks be to God. How can we not have a good day today? Amen? We have every reason to rejoice. Doesn't mean we don't recognize when there are problems or issues that need to be dealt with. Doesn't mean we don't try and make improvements in things. It means that as we do so, we realize whatever problems we have, they're temporary. And the riches we have in Christ Jesus are eternal. Whatever difficulties are beckoning at your consciousness this morning, please understand, they're finite. And the God who loves us is infinite. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Do not miss out on what the Lord has written for us, saying, I've prepared a banquet table for you. You are invited, and it's all paid for.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.